All right. Here we are. Behind the Barricade with Andrew Varela. Swing Pride Edition. Right now I have with me Natalie Weiss. Don't you have another name too? Okay.
Nope, YouTube sensation. Maybe YouTube some people.
YouTube sensation Natalie Awkward. Weiss. I'm going to fade out on the iPhone. Fade out. All right, there you go. Yeah, so we got Natalie Weiss here. She's one of our swings here. But also, Natalie has kind of a huge internet following because she has a couple of videos. She's actually one of those freaky-ass singers that goes out and can do anything with her voice. So in a good way, I would say, just like that. And so that's one of the things I knew that I wanted to get her out there fast because people are going to be interested to find out what sort of weirdo she is. Because honestly, it's all right. She's fine.
Weird.
So we have her here today. It's after the show. It's late, and she graciously agreed to stay by with a little bit of coaxing, I might add.
Woo!
Yeah, you're right. So go ahead. Let's go ahead and do this. Where are you from?
I am from New Jersey.
Where? I'm from New Jersey. Where are you from in New
Central
Jersey?
Central Jersey.
I don't remember you at any of the meetings.
Oh!
I'm from Summit.
Summit.
Where are you from?
Summit. I'm from Monmouth County, Manalapan.
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 Why would you give a county? Who the hell knows what county they're from?
Monmouth County, I don't know.
Okay.
Central.
I'm Union.
Freehold.
If I say, okay, Freehold. Freehold. The home of...
Freehold Mall.
No. With the finest Cinnabon ever. What? No,
Yes.
I have a story that somebody I know knew Bruce Springsteen when he was in high school, and he was such a dirtbag, his dad would not let him in the house to date his daughter.
What?
So, you know, short story, super short, totally third person, may not be true, but I have a story about Bruce Springsteen from New Jersey. Well, that's cool. And did you go to high school there? How long were you in Monmouth County?
Monmouth County. I went to high school in Manalapan and Howell. Are you familiar with Howell?
It's indeed like I am.
South of Freehold.
Indeed I am.
Went half a day to a performing arts program. Bussed back and forth.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you do at the camp? Did you get anything from it?
Yes. I trained in my craft. I was an acting major. We took voice and dance and
that's cool. Everything. That's cool. It was was it private?
It was like a vocational school, so like we had science and engineering at Manalapan. There was like medicine school here at the performing arts was.
Wait,
in Howell.
there was a performing arts high school
program like.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's pretty comprehensive for high school.
Yeah, no, definitely, and now and you didn't have to transfer, but now you have to transfer to Howell in order to do it. I could do a half day program back then.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you, New Jersey. New Jersey has some great. I'm from Summit, New Jersey, and we didn't have anything like that. So yay for incredibly high taxes doing something
yes.
for the people.
Mm.
So just so you know. So what's your story on getting in the show? What have you done? Who the hell are you?
Who am I? I don't know. Came off the streets.
Well, no, one of the more remarkable things about you, and there are many, is that your voice. You have an incredible voice. I actually saw Natalie singing at the Apollo.
Oh my.
Yeah, no. But let me tell you what. She was every bit a great singer on there. I think the person that ended up winning was doing a Michael Jackson imitation.
Yeah.
But when she got out there, you were by far the best singer that they had. You did. That big black girl, she kind of had you in her sights. But
okay,
nobody else was doing what you were doing out there. But you know what?
Thank you.
You're a little white girl there at the Apollo. You're the belly of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Not the beast. But, you know.
Bad memory.
Yeah. No. It was great. You did great.
I applaud.
Okay. Nobody has to know.
We don't have to go there.
We don't have to do that.
There.
But I applaud you. I mean,
that must have been,
were you terrified?
Yes.
I mean,
I've always wanted to be on the Apollo.
I've always wanted to be in the audience.
Yes!
Apollo, so I was so glad you were there.
Oh.
Seriously, that's always been my dream. I always watch Showtime at the Apollo after Saturday Night Live.
Me too! I always tell the story. They're like, why do you want to interview me before? They're like, why did you want to do this? And I said, I used to watch the Apollo, Showtime at the Apollo after
at
SNL.
Apollo.
I always wanted to be the only white girl that, you know, made it.
It's great. You did. And one thing I noticed that I think they put all the white people in the upper balcony because it was like the whitest night at the Apollo. I didn't think any black people were there.
Well, my friends, I mean, I had like a section of friends up there. Maybe
That's probably what it was. But everybody up there was a tourist. Yeah. And I'm certain people were speaking Dutch next to me. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was sort of, and I did not particularly feel like it was a friendly atmosphere. Let's say it was, but I certainly felt safe. It was a good time, and yeah. I left and got on the train. It was actually a fun night. Yeah. It was a good night. We were all there.
Yeah.
So what?
Wait,
else?
Can I tell a story about that day?
Yeah, go.
So
please.
So we were at Varela here. Javert did not know my name for the first 2 weeks of rehearsal, which we always joke about. He's like, "Yeah, I did." And then he was like, "Let's cheers to." Oh no, I think somebody said, "Let's cheers to Natalie going to the Apollo tonight." We were at Kadama in New York City.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, what are you doing tonight?" And he was like, "Oh, I'll totally go." And then he was like, "What's your name again?" Now we have like a joke.
Okay. It's such a great joke. This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's an inside joke. He's not on the inside.
That was just about 1 year ago.
And we've had
countless
conversations. That's crazy.
1 year ago. That's we've been insane. Doing this puppy for 1 year. It's not bad. It's okay. How do you feel swinging? Have you ever swung before?
No, I've understudied two girls. Like
Offstage understudy.
Oh,
okay. So you know
yes,
life.
But not eight girls. So it's a little different.
Yeah, yeah. But you have more chances being on. I've been offstage on two shows. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a, like, what do you do? What's your backstage hang? What's your backstage doing?
You know,
whatever you're gonna
do? I always find things to do. And I find that when I'm not on, I get so many things done. I'm never bored.
Yeah, well, because I tell you what it is. You feel like you're at work. You feel like you need to do something.
Do I have to?
Yeah, you got
to
do something.
Even if I have to business emails, anything.
Yeah, boom. You know, I played a lot of video games. And when I was doing Little Women, I was an offstage cover for the guys there. And I went ahead and I started playing video games at first. And that was just after playing one game. It was just an incredible waste of time. I was there for 5 months, maybe 7 months.
Right.
And so what I did, I started doing yoga every day in the room, and it was pretty cool. It just gives you something to do.
A lot of swings. Yeah. Crunches would help.
Crunches?
I just eat. Or read.
Nice.
I watch a lot of Netflix.
Can you get service? Do you get service?
No, I get the discs.
Oh, you get the discs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. We don't have internet here.
What was the last thing you watched?
I watched The Thing. Kurt Russell.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, I had never
seen
it.
That's a great one. That's a new one. You can speak.
And
there's a new
and
one.
Aliens. Aliens. I've never seen like the Aliens.
The second one?
One and two.
One and two?
I've never seen them.
That's a Halloween theme.
That's a Halloween. Yeah, yes. You got some scary movies.
Close Encounters is coming next.
Oh, the one, the
like
Steven
the
Spielberg one?
Yes. Like I've.
We just saw, Susan and I just saw Paranormal Activity.
Oh,
we watched
which
those.
One?
The one and two, and we're going to three tomorrow night if you
it's
want to
It's open?
Go. Tomorrow night it opens at 12:01.
Stop
if you
it!
Go. I'm telling
you.
You
want to go?
You are kidding me! No,
yeah.
I seriously. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night we'll go.
I seriously might. I think Rachel.
All right, that's fine. We'll do
I
it.
Really
It'll
go.
Be cool. It'll be cool.
Two was really.
So good. So what roles do you cover in the show?
I cover all the whores. Can I say that?
You did.
I did.
Yeah, and I don't know how to edit.
It's in the program.
I don't know how to. Yeah, I don't
it's
know how
program.
To edit. I don't know how to edit on this computer, so it's in there.
It's in the
it's
program.
Part of history. Now.
I cover. I have four primary covers. I cover like the Locket Crone, and then if.
So nobody knows what those names are. Give me the line.
The lines
are.
Locket. One of them is, come here, my dear. Let's see this trinket you
trinket
wear.
Trinket you wear, okay.
She buys the locket.
Yeah.
And then I have the other hag, the hair hag that goes, what pretty
hair,
what pretty locks you've
so
got
you do
there.
Both of those.
I do both of those.
Okay.
Those are my primaries. And then I also do Crazy Whore, which is, I know what you give!
Give him
all
the pox.
That
wow,
one.
That's really nasal.
Oh,
do you,
high
you playing it like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I actually was told I have to sing it more because my
wow.
character was getting too crazy.
Wow. Okay.
He's like, I know we worked on character, but now you have to sing it more.
Wow.
And then
okay.
I do The Bishop's Wife and...
The Bishop's,
Bishop's
Wife?
Sister, sorry. Bishop's
no,
Sister.
No, let's go back to this Bishop's Wife. What are you guys doing offstage? Is that your backstory?
Do you anything? Yes.
We don't know what's this chick doing at the bishop's house. How do we know it's a sister?
I don't
ever address it.
I don't know. It's never talked about.
Maybe you're Anglican. They
Oof.
Do that. They can do that.
Wait, is it a wife? It's not a wife.
Bishop's
it's
sister.
A sister. It's
I was
bishop's
mistaken.
Sister. Yeah.
I've been in the show. Yeah.
So then, going on. What other attractions is that?
So those are the four primary, and I've gone on for 7 out of 8. So there's three more that. There's four more that if the other two of. Rachel, the other swing. If two of her covers are out, then I have to do one of hers. Which
and
is like,
what is it? What's the one you? What's
sick
the one?
Whore I've done. Bloody whore.
Bloody
sorry.
Whore.
Bloody whore.
Whore.
Which goes?
God, I'm weary.
Sick enough
to
drop belly burns like
fire. The bleeding ever stop? I know that line because that's my cue to put my boots on.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
it. Actually, my pants. That's my cue to put my pants on. So.
You're just sitting here in green socks.
Totally. No, they're orange now.
Oh.
I wear orange socks. Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up.
And then let's see. She doesn't have a name. Wait, let me think of what her name is. That would be a solo would be, did you see them going?
Oh, that's cool. Which is Hannah's show. Yeah, in
turning.
What other, is there any role that you don't cover, that you guys don't overlap? Do both female swings have to do both sides?
Except, okay. I don't cover the factory girl, because that was audition-based.
Okay.
Audition-based? Yeah, I didn't even get the third.
As opposed to sexual favor-based everything else around here? That's how I got the role. That's how I'm here.
Yeah, so there's two covers for that, and that
is... What was your experience like auditioning for the show?
Let's see. I went to the Equity Chorus call, and and I had just met with a new agent, so I'm not paying them for this, which is cool, because I got it on my own.
Yeah, that's fine.
Which is cool.
You don't have to whisper.
No whispering? I can't whisper. It's a podcast. You have to hear it.
Yeah, I can.
explain that a little bit.
Sometimes if your agent gets you, when your agent gets you a gig, you owe them 10%. But if you get a gig, and then you get an agent, even though they're your agent, you don't have to pay them for that job. It's usually an understanding.
Yeah, I have an agent right now, which I got maybe a month after I got Les Mis. Yeah. So they're not part of this.
Are they
contract.
Working for you? That's
You know, I've gotten a couple auditions, but to be honest, on the road right now, yeah, I'm not looking to go crazy traveling every Monday.
I dig it. It's a terrible life if you keep doing
that. It's tricky.
Yeah, it's tricky. So anyway, go ahead.
But I went to the Equity Chorus call. I sang Woman from Pirate Queen. Another musical written by Claude Michel and Alain Blue.
Is it Blue? That extra L always throws me off, man.
And then I got a call back, and then I sang two songs, and then we had to do a little improv section with the girls, and then
You had to improv?
You didn't know about this?
Acting improv?
Yeah. Oh, I was petrified. I practiced my improv. You can't practice improv.
No, that's the...
It was like, everyone sang Lovely Ladies, and then they were like, you're gonna sing Fontaine, then you sing Lock It Chrome, then you sing Hair Hag, and then we rotated and sang it in groups, and I was like, Apparently the boys had to improv for Do You Hear the People Sing.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. You know, quick story here. I one time was asked to... They said we want you to dance with your jacket as if it's a bullfighter, as if you're a bullfighter. We're gonna play some music and we want you to dance for it. And I danced. May have been the lowest point in my career.
But you got the job.
Right? No, I didn't. I didn't even get the job. I guess I wasn't really bringing it with my jacket.
Paso Doble. Argentine tango.
I didn't know. I was in the wrong shoes. I did not have my Capizios on that.
No,
no, I don't dance.
Jazz sneakers. You didn't have them.
I don't have jazz sneakers. Yeah, my Capizios.
Weren't you asked to scat once?
Another audition. I was asked to scat, and literally once I started undoing my pants, they were just not that scat. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah. No, but they asked scuba scuba. Can you scat? I bet you can. I bet you're good.
I have no idea. I love his laugh. I think I just said dweeb. 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 Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
No, I get it.
I was once, I have on my resume that I can sing slightly sharp and flat upon request. It's like my favorite thing to do. And I was asked to do it, and I was like, yes, thank you. Nobody's ever asked me this on my resume. And so I sang, I think it was Don't Rain on My Parade. And
can I hear a little bit?
Certainly will. Yeah. I think it was... I should probably do a ballet, but somebody outside had texted their friend who was casting, and they told me this in the room. They were like, that girl's good, but she's really pitchy. Like, they believe. Oh, my God.
You're right. Well, then you served your purpose.
It's actually harder to sing badly if you're a good singer, because you have to fight your training to get that in there. I think you're a good singer. What sort of, have you always done? I mean, you obviously can do the riffing stuff. What other stuff do you do? What do you do like high belt? Do you do like Meadowlark and stuff?
I've never sung Meadowlark. Why actually? Don't you Everyone's do that? Like, edit in your set.
You totally need to do that. You'll become a gay icon in
everyone
afternoon.
Says sing at the gay bar.
They love it. They'll love you for it.
Yeah, you know it's whatever. I've sung like soprano, like. One time on YouTube, and they're like, I didn't know you had a head voice. I'm like, they like only know me as like a belter, you know?
Well, yeah, but if you're a healthy belter, that's kind of striking. Yeah. I think that's a more marketable skill than just...
You need to have it in Les Mis.
You need to have it in Les Mis.
You gotta have that high C.
But I also, you know, one of the things that I've noticed in theater is that if you can't riff, you may as well not show up to half the auditions that are out there.
It's tricky. I would say that a lot of people get scared about, I can't riff, I can't rave, I can't sing pop.
Yeah.
But my theory is like, because I coach a lot of singers on pop, and a lot of people cannot riff. You just are not born with the skill set.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just believe that you have to have like a certain like style to go into it. So even if it's not like, it could be, it could be like, bending of pitches, mm-hmm, so, like, you can mm-hmm get around it.
I get it.
Even though, like, clearly, like, an opera-trained singer would not be in, like,
no, I get it. I get it.
Normal or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But,
Give
us an—I mean, you just give us an example. But I mean, do you have a mad riff? The only riff,
the only
riff that I can do is the last line from the Jeffersons theme song.
Oh!
La, yeah. So that's all I can do. That's the only riff I do. No matter what I try to do, if I try to riff, it always comes out at the end of the Jeffersons, which I saw today, and it's very funny.
Oh, I just did a concert at the Kennedy Center here, and in my set was a TV theme song.
If you say Sherman
medley.
Hemsley was there, I'm going to freak.
He was there.
Oh, God.
I did a TV theme song medley, and one of them was the Jeffersons.
Can I hear a little bit?
Moving on up the hook. I didn't go, hey, riff. I didn't do
oh, that was, see, mine was much better than
I don't
that.
Know what that is.
My...
Okay, so, wait, oh, I just lost my train of thought. That's oh my okay. God. Wait, you want to hear a really crazy riff? The craziest riff I've ever learned how to do?
Go.
Okay.
Go.
I learned it in like a week. It took me a while.
Should I brace myself?
I'll do it fast and then I'll break it down.
All right, go.
Tomorrow I care.
Okay, okay. Riffing 101, go.
Okay, fast. Over. Okay.
Oh,
now,
yeah, blue
slow.
Note in there.
It was a blue note. Ready?
Okay,
slow.
That's pretty good.
It's from Glitter. Lead the way, Glitter.
Don't applaud for yourself. You saw Glitter? You actually?
No, I never saw Glitter.
Did you actually just quote Glitter to me?
No.
Are you okay with that?
I did not see Glitter.
You did. You
no,
said Glitter.
I said it's from Glitter, but I've never seen it.
Oh, so
somebody
okay
told me you have to learn this riff from Glitter.
That's so a good riff. I like that. I would never be able to do that. Let's try to riff together.
Okay.
And you follow my lead and
stars.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna. Could you could you riff Stars?
Do you want to riff Stars?
Can you riff Stars?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
like,
do it together.
Extreme, like not, you're never going to
blow
use
my mind.
Crazy.
I'm going to sing.
Oh!
I'm going to sing okay Stars, and I want you to be, I'm Peebo, and you're whoever he sang with.
Oh, Celine, maybe?
You think? Whatever,
oh,
fine.
What's her name? Regina something?
No,
wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let's try to riff it up, and you imitate the riff.
No,
you just want to make up a riff.
I'm just gonna go
with it,
and I want you to like dance around me. And if I feel something that
you're
I can do, I'm
gonna
jump.
It.
Okay, I'm gonna go all through. Right. Okay.
Right.
There.
There it is.
He lost it.
Here we go. Natalie Weiss, Andrew Varela. We're doing Behind the Barricade, Swing Pride Edition with Natalie Weiss. We'll see you here and go to the website. Okay.
You lost it.
There. Out in the darkness.
Out in the darkness. Wrong.
A fugitive running. Fallen from God. Fallen from grace.
Come on, give me more riffs. I'm the gospel stars.
You're the gospel.
No,
I'm the white
star
guy over in the corner.
You are black.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go.
I thought I was doing Barry White. He didn't riff.
No,
and
you gotta
cool
do a little riffy stuff.
Out in the darkness.
Yeah.
That's where I followed up.
Do you want to do some flat and sharp singing?
Sure, let's
so
do
fun
it.
Okay.
Let's go, okay.
Let's do stars.
Stars.
Yeah.
Out in the darkness. A fugitive running. We'll see, you're riffing on that
scarce
stuff.
Scarce to be counted. And then you go a little.
Scarce to be
counted. And then you dip sharp. Yeah.
I can't do blarp. That. It's called blarp. Oh, okay. I'll do that blarping. So that's cool.
So fun.
That is a great thing. I hope that's on your resume. Making up mad riffs on the
spot.
I
don't know.
I have my, what was on my resume for a long time. I did this thing called Hip Hopera with a friend of mine, Matt Perry, in New York. And we used to sing rap tunes, and I wish I had a copy of them. We used to sing rap songs like opera singers.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just like...
Oh, that's funny. Like,
you know,
a hip into the hop.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Or like,
well, I couldn't riff like that.
Like Gangsta's Paradise or something. Like,
totally.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death or something.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Just kind of...
Hey, you might want to do that.
Oh, you know what?
Again.
It's like Anna Gasteyer and Will Ferrell. Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, that's actually right. We used to do it on Power 105, in New York, the actual rap station. So we go in there singing opera, and I met Timbaland. I was about to say Timberlake. No, Timbaland. I met India Ari, Fat Joe.
Oh my God.
I met all these rappers, and it was actually kind of fun for, you know, I never did anything. Now we're actually very into rap with our video and things like that.
Oh, I know you are.
So that's cool. Have you seen Police State of Mind?
Thank you. I thought it was called something.
It's called Police State of Mind.
It was like Javert State of Mind.
We ran through a couple of iterations. A couple iterations of it. So, so let's do the questions. But now, what we have here is the list of questions that we have made up in the style of Bernard Pivot.
Explain that in case people don't know.
It's from the Actor's Studio, and you ask some set questions at the end of the thing just to see what people's responses are. Yada, yada, yada. Maybe she'll embarrass herself.
Oh, I didn't practice these.
Okay. Well, they should be fairly simple. Just answer from your heart. That's all I can say. Use the force. What is your middle name?
Robin.
Oh, okay. Mm. That's kind of a lesbian name. Do you know that? that's sort of like one of those nondescript.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know that? But you don't go that way.
I don't know. Oh, no.
Okay. what is your favorite chain restaurant?
Ooh. I'll probably say...
We're on tour. You know you've eaten at a chain.
I'll probably say Chili's.
Oh, Chili's?
Even though I worked there and I got fired.
Well, how'd you get fired?
I embarrassed myself. It's stupid. It was like three different things I forgot to put in an order and...
How long were you there before they fired you?
A year.
Oh, well, hell, they shouldn't have fired
you. Managers were terrible.
Yeah, well, you're working at Chili's. What do you expect?
Yeah.
How you were there for a year? What was your favorite food there?
Oh, I used to love the abbreviations. Fadge Notch Chick was fajita nachos with chicken.
Fadge Notch Chick
is what you rang in.
That was actually, oddly enough, that was a foreign exchange student in my junior high. Fadge Notch Stick.
Fadge Notch Stick?
Stick? Yeah, Israeli kid. He was an Israeli kid. Fadge Notch Stick. Okay, oh, that's pretty good. So you got fired from there. Good for you.
Awkward.
Have you ever been able to, do you always feel pain when you walk
every
past
time.
Chili's?
Oh my God. I go in anyway, but I have
to. I want to take you into a Chili's. I want you to go into a Chili's. I want
to
be there with you.
To go
I want to be
it
there
together.
With you so you can do it. And we'll order Fadge Notch
Stick.
You know, of course. Okay, everybody out there listening, you have to go to, every time you go to Chili's and you order the Fadge Notch Stick.
Chick.
Don't correct me.
Fadge Notch Stick.
Fadge Notch Stick. You have to think of Natalie Weiss. Okay, here we go. a fictional character you'd like to have dinner with.
Ooh,
come
tricky.
On. If you say, go ahead. Go ahead.
I really.
I don't know. I don't even know what
of,
you.
I gotta
probably
think
at this point.
I like so many. I'm gonna have to go with a movie.
Go with a movie character. I would eat with Darth Vader, but I don't think he eats.
Oh wait, I know.
Because he doesn't have a mouth.
I think I'm. You don't.
Maybe a steak. If he takes off his hat while we're eating, I'm not gonna want to finish my food because he's got all those veins in his head. How does he eat?
This is going to be really stupid, but this is so stupid. Is it okay?
I
the
hope
Topher Grace character in Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
That's so stupid!
I love him!
No, he's kind of a... Yeah, I know what it is. He's one of those non-threatening, sensitive guys that gets the girl. Because I remember that. He has that really stupid monologue at the end where he's just like, she has 15
six
different
smiles!
Kinds of smiles! She has six kinds of smiles.
Oh, and also, pretty much any character John Krasinski plays. So.
Oh, see, you like the nice guys, don't you? Ugh.
Yes.
Disgusting. Wow.
Disgusting.
Hope you like dying early. A
no.
skill you have that might surprise people.
Well, I would say would be the thing we already showed is singing flat and sharp, which
that's pretty good.
But
actually, that might
that
surprise.
One.
No, but I'm talking about
other things that aren't.
Yeah, what do you can you put a spoon on your nose or something because it wouldn't surprise me that you'd be able to do something musical. I want you
yes,
to blow my
sense.
Mind. The
fact
that
I should always
the
have
fact that you can't keep a job at Chili's is kind of
surprising. Yes, surprising.
I'll just tell you that.
You know, I should
that
always
works
have these
me.
In my back pocket.
You really
special
should.
Skills that have
yeah.
nothing to do with anything.
I got fired from Chili's.
Oh.
I lost a crappy job. That's your special skill.
Oh my God, I can't even think of anything.
I'm not moving on from here.
Oh, okay. Special skill. I'm really good at this has to do with whatever. I'm really good at the movie game I'm like a freak with like actor actor links.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
I'm pretty
like
good
movie
at
games.
That too. Like
you play. 6 degrees
Kevin
yes,
Bacon.
Yeah.
Kind
of thing?
Okay.
But I have really hard versions of the game. We should play sometime.
I will take you down.
I don't
promise
think so.
You. Let's
ready?
Okay, go.
I want me to teach you the really hard version.
What are you going to teach?
It's going to be fast.
Okay, go ahead.
So you know like the version that's like, you go around in a circle and it's like, Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman, Richard Gere. Then you name another movie he's
Footloose.
In. I don't think he's in Footloose.
He's in Footloose.
I know. Lost. Wait. Oh, I thought it was rehearsal. I thought we were volleying for serve.
The harder version is when I think of a movie. I always give Stepmom as an example, okay? I think of Julia Roberts.
If it's a Julia Roberts movie, I haven't seen it.
I always use... Oh.
All right, go ahead. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Ocean's 11. Oh, it's Julia Roberts. Sorry.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
So let's say Ocean's 11, okay?
Okay.
Matt Damon, Brad Pitt. Okay, that's what I think in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you two movies. You don't know the answer to Ocean's 11.
I see.
I'm going to give you...
Two actors, and I have to find out the
connection.
No,
I'm going to give... Yes, I'm going to give you The Informant.
Yes.
And...
Ocean's 11.
No, and Thelma and Louise.
Oh.
And you have to think of actors in this one and actors in this one.
And come up with Ocean's 11 because it's Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Wait,
fun.
wait, what?
The Informant has
Matt Damon.
And this
Matt Damon. Wait, what was this one over here?
Thelma and Louise.
Thelma
and Louise has Matt Damon?
No, Brad Pitt.
And
the
Brad
connecting
Pitt.
Is
oh.
Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, in Ocean's
connecting
11.
In Ocean's
oh,
11.
That's okay.
It's fun to play when you're
that's
bored
good.
Backstage. We played in Wardrobe Village.
Wait, so this is the creative, useful
is,
things that you're doing backstage?
Yes,
while
absolutely.
You're not on stage? Okay, I just want to get that clear.
Just to be clear, yeah.
I have one here. I won't do that now. But I do have a quiz about actors that you might not know.
Wait, I want to take it.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready? I need you to name me 5 actors, 4 men, 1 woman. Who have both played...
Both? There's 5.
Okay. Who have... Don't confuse me. This is difficult. It's after a show. I'm
okay.
Very tired. These actors have played the same character in at least 2 trilogies each. Do you understand?
There's 4 men and 1 woman.
And 1 woman.
In life.
In, well, there might be more.
But
I'm
know
telling
of
you,
4
I know
act.
Of 4. No, I'm able to retain 4 names. Actually, I'm able to retain, like, 3.
Can you give me, like, 1 answer so I know what kind of...
Yes, I will give you one of the men.
Harrison Ford?
Yes.
Okay. I will... Yes, Harrison Ford is 1.
And that would be, like, Indiana Jones...
And
how is that the same... Is that the same character?
No, listen to me. Indiana Jones is in 3 movies, and Han Solo was in 3 movies. Both played by thing. Okay.
Oh,
so
I
now
see.
Give me some more characters. Give me some more actors that were played by the same. No, more characters played by the same actor. 2 trilogies, 1 actor. Go. Same character.
Oh, I see. What's this? Oh, okay. I see.
This
so
is the
this
thing.
One is.
We don't have to play it. I'm just
right,
telling you. I want
Indiana
you to think
Jones
about.
Jones in 3.
This is
Han
my.
Solo
this is the
3.
Game when we're in tech, when you're doing a show, and when you're aiming all the lights. I'm not saying this for you. When you're aiming all the lights and everybody's on stage for 12 hours, it's nice to have a game to just, like, everybody
sit
can think about it. Yeah, sit and think about
it
and ponder.
And you know
you
of...
Oh, I know this one. This is my stock line.
It's
I always throw that one out there. Yeah, it's my jam.
I really want to... I'm going
to
obsess
okay,
about
well,
this
you let it go. You let it go. You think about
I can't
that.
Let
we'll
it go.
Go back to the we'll go back to the questions. Last song you listened to on your iPod?
Probably Best Thing I Never Had, Beyoncé.
Oh, were you singing that earlier backstage? I think you were. Or was that Joe Spiel dinner? Singing in a girl's voice.
Maybe I was.
Probably him. I believe it was him, yeah. Okay. What scares you?
Oh, really? So
yeah.
Many things. Oh.
Don't say uncles
fainting.
Or anything weird. You're scared of fainting?
Yes, fainting on stage.
Faint?
I've fainted.
Why?
I fainted 4 times in a doctor's office.
Why?
So
what were they doing? Susan faints or they draw blood. She faints. She faints dead away.
I'm
going to
faint right now. We can't even talk
Don't
about
faint.
It.
Don't faint. Don't faint.
It's so hot in here. Oh, my God.
It is hot.
Do you
in
faint
here.
Instantly?
Did you say easily or
instantly?
Like, Susan faints. If they take blood, Susan passes out.
I cannot sit up while getting blood. I can't
yeah,
really
I
be at the doctor by myself. But it goes to on stage. It, you know, I get scared. If I feel like any sort of dizziness, I'm scared on stage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God, it's going to happen. Ah, and then I
I'm
just
the same
like,
with throwing up. If
really?
If
you
I feel
nauseous
gonna,
on stage?
If I feel nauseous anywhere, I start to panic that I'm going to throw up.
And then you get more nauseous.
Yeah, but yeah, and then you just start to freak out, and your nausea becomes panic.
Exactly.
Basically,
that's a big thing with throwing up on stage, too.
Really?
I'm always like, where's the garbage can? There is none over here. If I have to throw up right now,
have
there
you
is
ever,
none.
Have you ever actually thrown
no.
up on stage?
No.
Well, see, so
see,
it's
that's
kind of silly. It's kind of silly.
Have you
ever fainted on stage?
No, I don't
want to
talk about it. No, I haven't.
No, okay.
You fainted on stage, haven't
no,
you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I haven't, but I'm always like, don't jinx it.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not going to faint on stage unless you have, like, a you know a blood clot or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, God. Who knows?
Well, you're probably not going to. I don't think you're going to. You seem healthy.
I'm scared
I mean,
of so many things.
Yeah.
Failing.
Okay, so fainting.
And that's a big fear.
Fainting and throwing up on stage.
And, I guess failing, I guess.
Failing? You're scared of failing?
Yeah.
You mustn't be afraid of failing.
Thank you.
You only miss the shots
Dr.
you don't
Varela.
Take.
Okay.
Here I am for you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you could go back in time and tell your teenaged self something, what would it be?
Don't faint on stage.
Don't faint on stage.
I gotta take off my coat.
Don't go to prom with Jeff.
My
it's gonna end badly.
Self, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
You know what? I wish. Okay. I was so awkward. Are you talking about like teen, like all through your teenage years,
well,
or like
yeah, just,
high school? Or
if you could
school?
Give, if there's one bit of information you can give your teenage self when we're all crazy, what would it be in your case? What would it be? Don't obsess about blank. Don't go out with so and so.
Yeah.
Don't drive home with, you know, whatever.
I would say that I was really awkward, and I feel like I didn't come into my own socially until college. I was always like kind of friends with different groups, but like for like spring break, I'd be like, "Do you guys want to go?" Like it was never like I had my group. What are we doing?
Yeah,
it was never
like
that. I would say like don't. I wish I could tell people this, but unfortunately, in a social setting, as a teenager, you kind of face these problems,
yeah.
But kind of don't care what people think. But I mean, I still care what people think, so it's tricky. But it's lessened.
I get it. But well, you know, you're still a young woman, and
yeah,
know, it's like there's still things you're gonna pick up. But you're right. You know, you want to look back. I'm 40. I'm 43. And when you look back, you're just kind of like, man, I really wish I didn't care what that schmuck said, man.
So much teasing,
just
and
so
yeah.
much crap.
Yeah.
You seem you're very friendly. You're very outgoing. Did you
I always was very outgoing.
Yeah.
But
you,
then
you weren't
only
cool.
I was sort of cool, but then I was called instrument girl in sixth grade because I played
girl?
Every instrument and I had a solo in every instrument.
You really did? You play instruments? I didn't know that.
I play piano, but I used to play trumpet, sax, and drums. I play drums, sort
what?
Of.
What? I've never heard you play piano. How well do you play piano?
I've been playing since I'm like 4.
So. Well, that's great. I
yeah,
didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's. I'm really glad I have
oh,
this
let me
skill
ask
set.
You, just right along that line, what is that, that you have that, the video that you have online, that of the six, Les Mis in 6 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Who wrote that?
Okay, so I...
What
you,
is it called,
you
first
it?
Of all? I've seen parts
seen
of it.
Parts.
What is it called? Les Mis in 6 minutes?
We named
it
Les Mis in 6 minutes.
Okay, go.
The old assistant music director who left. We used to, at Paper Mill, where we started the tour, we used to sit and play around and pop things up.
Yeah.
And he's an amazing jazz pianist.
Daniel
so,
Rain?
Daniel Rain. Daniel Ryan Rain, yeah.
Right.
So we would be like, I dreamed a dream in time gone by. With this, and we just kind of whatever.
Nice.
We did it for fun. We taped it. He jazzed it up, and we decided. I was like, "Wait, there is a benefit. Let's make it into something." And we sat for hours, and we made it into something,
mm-hmm.
and it was like so much fun.
Do you know
and
how many hits you have on that right now?
No.
You probably got at least 30.
Probably at least 2.
Barella I've seen
Barella.
It twice.
No, it was a lot of fun because it was really fun to present it to the cast.
No,
once I've been like.
Yeah,
I wanted
no.
to, you know.
There are people that want to see that. I mean, that kind of stuff, those sort of homages to Les Mis are really cool.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and it's great. It's shot on, like, a cell phone, isn't it? So the,
somebody
so the
just
picture's
kind of
crappy.
Yeah,
but,
and people
but,
are like, yeah!
Yeah,
screaming.
But you, can,
you can't, yeah. No, it's like, I know it'll never be done like that. So
yeah.
I thought it was, like, my interpretation.
Are you
going like,
to do it again? We have a benefit coming up. First of all, are you performing at the benefit in D.C.?
I am. I am performing at the
what
benefit.
What are you singing?
I will sing Defying Gravity from
oh.
Wicked.
Oh, see? No, that's...
With a
that's
track.
A,
I sing it at the gay bars.
That's a good... they have the track there. I get it.
Yes.
You know? You'd be hard time finding a Garth Brooks song there. But you're definitely
yeah,
going to find
definite,
Defying Gravity.
Yeah.
Anything by Bernadette Peters or Stephen Schwartz
done.
Is the, right there.
Yep.
Well, that's great. Here we are. We did it.
We did it.
How did you feel?
I'm sweating from painting. I'm just
kidding. We'll edit it out. Don't worry. But here, okay, so that is it. She's Natalie Weiss has given us a half hour of her time after the show. We're going to drive her home now. But I want to thank her for being a wonderful guest on here. Even though she was a little scared at first, tell me the truth. You were
I
a little
was
scared.
You was,
but I was petrified.
But
I was petrified. There it is.
That's
Jefferson. Yeah.
So
that's how it is. And we are Behind the Barricade, Swing Nation edition. This is Andrew Varela and
Natalie Weiss
saying
adios.
Ooh, that sucked.
That
sucked.
So
oh my god. And the bumper music isn't up yet.